Here's a poem I've always liked by Tom Wayman about starting work on any particular day, but as we're looking at 2021, it's probably January the 5th, and I wish you luck. Routines. After a while, the body doesn't want to work. When the alarm clock rings in the morning, the body refuses to get up. You go to work if you're so keen, it says. Me, I'm going back to sleep. I have to nudge it in the ribs to get it out of bed. If I had my way, I'd just leave you here, I tell it, as it stands blinking, but I need you to carry your end of the load. I take the body into the bathroom, intending to start the day as usual with a healthy dump, but the body refuses to perform. Come on, come on, I say between my teeth. Produce, damn you, it's getting late. Listen, this is all your idea, the body says. If you want some turds so badly, you provide them. I'd just as soon be back in bed. I give up, flush, wash, and go make breakfast. Pretty soon, I'm at work. All goes smoothly enough until the first break. I open my lunch pail and start to munch on some cookies and milk. Cut that out, the body says, burping loudly. It's only a couple of hours since breakfast, and 2 hours from this will be lunch, and 2 hours after that will be afternoon break. I'm not a machine you can force feed every 2 hours, and it was the same yesterday, too. I hurriedly stuff an apple in its mouth to shut it up. By 4 o'clock, the body is tired and even more surly. It will hardly speak to me as I drive home. I bathe it, let it lounge around. After supper, it regains some of its good spirits, but as soon as I get ready for bed, it starts to make trouble. Look, I tell it, I've explained this over and over. I know it's only 10 o'clock, but we have to be up in 8 hours. If you don't get enough rest, we'll be dragging around all day, tomorrow again, and you'll be cranky and irritable. I don't care, the body says. It's too early. When do I get to have any fun? If you want to sleep, go right ahead. I'm going to lie here wide awake until I feel good and ready to pass out. It is hours before I manage to convince it to fall asleep, and only a few hours after that the alarm clock sounds again. Must be for you, the body murmurs. You answer it. The body rolls over, furious, and without saying a word, I grab one of its feet and begin to yank it towards the edge of the bed. And that was published in Money and Rain, Tom Wayman Live, in 1975. As read by Victor Enns.